When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, Lewis. Welcome, Steve. One and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. How's everybody doing? Doesn't matter. The former president had stolen nuclear secrets at his country club, because we just learned that among the classified documents seized by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago was material on a foreign nation's nuclear capabilities. So this time, the ex-president wasn't just betraying our country. He brought in another country for a menage a treason. How? Wow. That's not cool.
It's not okay.
She's not into it. How do you explain this to our allies? Don't worry, Prime Minister. Your country's nuclear secrets are perfectly safe, stored at the Mar-a-Lago waffle bar. Between the syrup and the Nutella bucket. I go for a waffle. There's always room for a waffle. These kind of intelligence documents, keep in mind, are so top secret, the president himself has to declassify them so other people can see it. Even our senior national security officials are not allowed to see them without specific permission. And the fact that he had them is completely indefensible. So the people trying to defend him are instead focusing on the evidence picture the FBI took of them on the carpet. Like the ex-president's son, Eric.
I can tell you, my father's a very, very neat guy. He doesn't leave documents staged all over an office floor.
My dad. No, I mean this. This is important. This is important. Quiet, y'all. Listen up. My dad does not leave documents all over the floor, okay? His crime is organized. What? What did I say? Nobody... No one ever tells me what I say. Because no one is listening. In other criminal investigations involving the former president, we've got some news out of Georgia, where back in early 2021, voting systems were breached. Now we know that happened on the same day a bunch of election interfering and election denying MAGA goons were shepherded into the building by former Coffee County GOP chairwoman and lady who handed her stylist a picture of a Q-tip. Kathy Latham. Latham is already under criminal investigation for posing as a fake elector back in 2020. And in a newly revealed video, she can be seen escorting the former president's team into the elections office, then checking her surroundings, and then letting more people in. It really looks like Kathy is helping the former president mess with the election, and she evidently knows it. In fact, when asked during a recent deposition whether she knew or ever had any communication with Giuliani, Latham asserted her Fifth Amendment rights. Okay, now I know that sounds bad, but to be fair, what woman wants to admit they know Rudy Giuliani? Some January 6 rioters are facing consequences like insurrectionist and injury attorney for racehorses, Coy Griffin, Should you or a loved one be turned into glue? Some say yes, I say nay. That's his commercial for the injury. In addition to storming the Capitol, Griffin is the founder of Cowboys for the Former President. I just hope no one tells those cowboys where their rootin' tootin' hero is from. Where's that again?
New York City!
Griffin is actually someone who works for the government he was trying to overthrow, serving as a New Mexico County Commissioner from 2019 up until lunchtime yesterday. Because that's when a judge ordered that Cooey Griffin be removed from office for his role in the Capitol riot, citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, no person shall hold any office who, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion. Of course, Griffin offered a lot of excuses for his participation in January 6th, but the judge wasn't buying it, writing, his protestations and his characterizations of his actions and the events of January 6, 2021 are not credible and amounted to nothing more than attempting to put lipstick on a pig. Well, okay. Maybe so, but a cowboy does get pretty lonesome out on the range. It happens. We're all adults. Justice is also coming for a former presidential advisor and hobo Himmler, Steve Bannon. Because reportedly, Steve Bannon faces state indictment in New York. Ah, start spreading the news. Steve's going away. He wants to be a part of it in cell block A. I'm told. Old blue brown eyes, they call me. And I'm told we have some exclusive footage of the moment Mr. Bannon got the bad news. Now, details. I don't know how would we possibly have gotten that footage? I don't understand. It's how good we are. Details are sparse, but sources say it is related to a federal investigation of Bannon's nonprofit dedicated to privately constructing the former president's border wall called We Build the Wall. Spoiler alert, no they don't. So why is this in state court? Well, the former president pardoned Bannon before federal prosecutors could bring the case to trial. But presidential pardons only apply to federal charges and cannot prohibit state prosecutions. Gotcha, Steve. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Who believes in states' rights now, biatch? Folks, I'm sorry. Hey. I'm sorry for the language.
We like that.
I know you are nice people.
Ryan.
Another former president was in the news today, Barack Obama. I feel much the same way. Barack and Michelle returned to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to join President Biden to unveil their official White House portraits today. Now, usually this unveiling happens soon after the president leaves office, but the last guy. So instead, they did it today. And let's take a look at the former First Lady's portrait by Sharon Sprung. Look at that. Beautiful. That's lovely. Beautiful. Elegant.
That's beautiful.
Just like Michelle Obama, let's take a look at her husband's portrait by Robert McCurdy. Okay, that's interesting.
Whoa.
That's very different.
Yeah, his looks really
realistic. That's photorealistic. There's a whole lot of white space. In fact, Jimmy, can we see that again? Okay, widen out. Yeah, there you go. He's in insurance heaven with Flo. Okay. Afterwards, former President Obama had kind words for our current president.
Someone once said that if you're looking for a friend in Washington, get a dog. Our family was lucky enough to have two wonderful dogs. But I was even luckier to have a chance to spend 8 years working day and night with a man who became a true partner and a true friend.
Now, it may sound like he just compared Joe Biden to his dogs. But to be fair, Joe does occasionally bite. Then, former President Obama had words of praise for his wife's portrait.
I want to thank Sharon Sprung for capturing everything I love about Michelle. Her grace, her intelligence, and the fact that she's fine.
That is the most endearing compliment from a president to a first lady since Harry Truman gave Bess that hot mama hat. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Gayle King and Tony DeCoppo.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
My first guest this evening, our co-hosts of CBS Mornings, please welcome Gayle King and Tony DeCoppo. Our former home for a time being, during the pandemic.
We were here briefly during the pandemic.
We like what you've done with the place, Mr. Colbert.
Reoccupied it. I've seized it back from your regime.
It's so nice to see people. I can't get over it.
So nice.
Well, listen. You guys see people. Congratulations. Today marks
the first year, one year, when your life changed for the better.
Yes.
Exactly.
And as you may notice, we are on the chairs, not the couch, because Nate Burleson, our co-host, is recovering from coronavirus. He's doing fine, but we miss him. We're thinking about him tonight.
It's good news, of all days, I know.
It's good news for me, though, because prior to Nate's arrival on the show, I was a de facto athlete. I played college baseball. And so Gail would turn to me for analysis on sports.
Yeah.
Now we have a former NFL player with, like, Randy Moss stories in his back pocket.
Yeah.
And so I've ceded the floor to him. Gail still insists on calling us both athletes.
But you were sort of an athlete.
It's like he's got a Michelin restaurant and I make spaghetti and meatballs for my kids and we're both cooks.
Nothing wrong with spaghetti and meatballs, man.
But listen, Stephen, I remember when I was in school,
you guys remember when you used to pick teams? We played a game called dodgeball. You remember dodgeball?
Sure.
So it was down to two people, and I'm there, and somebody says, "We had Gail last time. Now it's your turn." I'm still. You're not athletic.
You seem fit.
Yeah, right.
No, you do.
This is not a sports injury here.
This is Achilles tendonitis. I don't even know. But to answer your question, I'm not athletic. But I do like sports very much, very, very much. But I'm not athletic.
Well, even though Nate wasn't there, all three of you were honored today.
Yes.
This is truly a rare honor. Before I show anybody
this
portrait.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you shouldn't have to say with a straight face. You guys were honored by being portrayed, and this is absolutely true, being portrayed by an artist who made your portraits out of Lunchables.
Lunchables, yes. Salami, pepperoni,
crackers.
Cheese, crackers, yes.
I gotta ask, here's the one thing. I love it. I wish I had one of these. I don't know, can you go back to this, Jimmy? I don't understand. What meat is purple in the Lunchables?
Pepperoni.
I think it's a ham, actually, Gail.
Ham?
Slightly, a little prosciutto.
Tony, I've never seen a purple pig.
I have opened up a lunchbox for children that has not been consumed, and that is the color of the ham at the end of the day.
Well, quite an honor.
But listen, Stephen, did you get the poster? They made those guys out of posters that we could take with us if we want. I thought it was very touching.
Yeah.
You don't have one of those, Stephen.
I don't.
Yeah. I took the original home for lunches, yeah. Teddy will have that tomorrow in his box.
That's nice. Yeah, I'm just bringing that to school and let all the kids eat daddy's friends.
But it's good. No. It's a one-year anniversary. I thought it was a very nice tribute. I really did.
We have to take a quick break, but stick around. We're right back with more Gayle King and Tony DeCoppo, everybody.
Thank you. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Gail King and Tony DeCoppo celebrating first-year anniversary of CBS Mornings. You actually got to do something recently. You got to be a sports reporter for the afternoon because you interviewed
Serena
on the court after her first-round win.
Yes.
At the U.S. Open.
Yes.
Are you a tennis fan?
Yes, yeah.
So what was that like for you as a tennis fan to be
interviewing
the greatest?
I've been going to the U.S. Open for a very long time, and they called me about 2 weeks ago and said, we want to the tennis people, not ESPN, because ESPN and CBS don't have a relationship. That's a different network. So the tennis people said, if Serena loses, we want to do something on the main court because we think she's going to be playing opening night. And then they called back and said, we want to celebrate her whether she wins or loses, which I think is terrific.
Sure.
It's a way to say thank you and we celebrate you. But I was so nervous that first day because I wanted her to win so badly, Stephen.
You were caught on camera saying I was so nervous.
But I was nervous for her.
Oh, nervous for her?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were nervous.
No. I mean, I'm not saying I don't get nervous, but I wasn't nervous about that. It's just that I wanted it so badly for her.
Do you get nervous, if I may take the mic for a question here? I get the sense that you are exactly who you are off camera, on camera. I see no change.
Well, I don't really.
Okay.
I mean, even if stuff doesn't go according to plan, I'm okay with saying, you know what? This isn't working out. We're going to take a break. We'll be all right. I don't believe in trying to hide and make sure everything is going great when it's going, as my grandmother used to say, a hell in a handbasket. But I wanted it so badly for Serena.
Yeah.
So all day long, because listen, you know, she didn't make it to the end, but when she made it that first night, that was great. Then the second time, and then by the third time, I go, do we dare to dream? Do we dare to dream? It didn't work out, but I hope she's holding her head high and feeling good because she changed the game for all of us on so many levels. So many levels. And Stephen, guys, she fought. She fought to the bitter end.
Sure.
She really did. So I believe that her next chapter in life is actually going to be even bigger, dare I say, than what she's accomplished in tennis. She wants to have another baby. We all like babies. You know, she's in the business world, so I'm excited.
Not a lot of cheers for babies. For some reason.
I know.
We don't have a lot of babies in the audience.
Not a morning show crowd.
I know that was interesting.
But older brothers and sisters, all brothers and sisters don't like babies that much.
I know. I've heard that.
They like them to be sent back.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Tony, do you get nervous interviewing people?
I don't get nervous interviewing people, but there's definitely been a learning curve.
No, you don't.
In this, you know, there's been a learning curve here coming from print. You know, I got some big assignments on location when I first got this job. I mean, really big assignments. You know, Hillary Clinton, you know, J-Lo, Harry Styles, Ben Stiller, you know, Michael Che. The list goes on and on. Steve Martin, Martin Short. And there was one particular interview, and I'm trying to think about how to tell the story without being professional in the present while revealing my lack of professionalism in the past. So bear with me. So we're on this one location with one of these big famous people. This is what I cannot reveal.
What did this person do for a living?
I cannot disclose more.
Tell me what the person did.
They were a big famous person. You'll understand. I need to get to the. I know you want to skip ahead, but I'm trying to draw
Julian
it out
Assange.
Here.
This better be yes. This better be a good story.
Okay,
Tony.
Go ahead.
All right. So next to the, I'm not going to call it a stage, but the place where this person does the thing that they do, there was a big tent. Uh-huh. It was a man-sized tent, and it was tall, like a phone booth.
So this person was a human. Keep going. Being
a curious person, I was like, I'm going to unzip this and see what's inside. And I did that, and then I look inside, and there is a pot. There's like a chamber pot. Like a modern camping utensil. It's a
porta potty, but like the pot.
It's a porta potty. It's like a camping thing.
Sure.
So it's a place to pee.
I do see why you're not giving this person.
It's a place to pee, right? Yes. It's a pee tent. It was a pee tent. So I think
because they were on stage. Okay?
I think stars, they're just like us.
Sure.
So I take a picture of the pee tent, and I post it to social media. We're supposed to do that, right? I mean, this is going to get all kinds of engagement.
Sure, absolutely.
I got a call like 1 second after the picture post from the PR people, who I thought they were going to come through the skylight and kick the door, take the phone. It was like I had nuclear secrets. Like, it's like I had taken them home.
Well, Bruce Springsteen was that mad at you.
And so the lesson, I think, the lesson is, you know, I teach my son Teddy. Everybody pees. I will soon teach his little sister Eloise the same thing. But celebrities do not. They do not pee.
No, they don't.
They
no,
do,
no,
but they just no. don't want you to talk about it.
No.
They do.
Have you had any on-air regrets? Any gaffes?
You know, a long
like
time
that?
Ago when I was a baby reporter, I was anchoring local news, and I was feeling very good because you're a weekend anchor/reporter, and the newscast was wrapping up, and I'm sitting there very straight going, you know, we'll all be black next weekend. And I was trying to say, we'll all be back next weekend. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll all be back next weekend, except I said, we'll all be black next weekend. And then I was so mortified. It just took me for a nanosecond because everybody went, because people are so afraid of race. I'm not afraid of race. So in that moment, I said, well, I'll still be black. The rest of these guys will be back. The rest of these guys will be back.
Gail, so lovely to see
I'm
you.
I'm so glad to see
Tony,
you.
Tony, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you for letting us come.
Yeah, we're very thrilled to be here. Give my best to Nate. I hope he feels better.
Hey, you know, Nate is fine, by the way, because he tested negative today.
Oh, so he could have been
100%
here. No.
Okay.
No, I'm
the athlete. I'm the athlete.
No, but with CBS protocol, they don't play with the COVID around you. You have to test negative. Two consecutive negative tests in 48 hours.
I've been there.
Yeah, you know.
I've been
yeah,
there
me
twice,
too.
Actually.
Me too. You know how it goes.
Sure.
So otherwise, he would have been here of all the days for him to miss.
I think he'll be back on the show Friday. So.
I think he'll be back Monday.
I love your show. Your show is our lead-in, so we appreciate you.
You're welcome.
You do know you make the eye opener a lot,
every single
don't you?
Day.
Do I don't make it every single day. Because I check every single day, and I'm not there every single day.
I'd say four out of five.
You don't check.
Oh, that's true. Well, CBS Mornings airs weekdays at 7 a.m. It's Gail King and Tony DeCoppola, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying the Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch the Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to the Late Show on YouTube.
CBS Sunday after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.